Dr. Woods said ventilation is really a last resort for patients with COVID-19, which does not have much effect for those who require it. The medical director said preventative measures against COVID-19 are the best ways to remain safe.
COVID-19 care is generally supportive. It's basically a combination of steroids, antibiotics, oxygen. Ventilation is really a last resort and honestly has not really had much effect in the survival of most patients who eventually need to go on ventilation. There is no cure available for COVID, and the treatment is really supportive. So therefore, we have to rely on prevention rather than trying to cure patients who are ill. The majority of our admitted cases, as was mentioned before, are unvaccinated. All vaccinated cases that we have had so far have survived.
Local Medical Director, Dr. Charles Woods. Regionally, the Ministry of Health in Barbados said COVID-19 booster shots are to begin today for some fully vaccinated people over the age of 70 and people whose immune systems are compromised. The booster is to be restricted to those who received their second dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine no sooner than 6 months ago or earlier. In the Dominican Republic, since the outbreak, now stands at 373,040. Internationally, the British Medical Association says the government is being willfully negligent for not reimposing COVID rules such as mandatory face masks. Daily UK infections have been above 40,000 for more than a week. Meanwhile, India celebrated giving its billionth COVID-19 vaccine dose, a hopeful milestone for the South Asian country where the Delta variant fueled a crushing surge earlier this year and missteps initially held back its inoculation campaign. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.